Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
World Rallycross this weekend. It's going to be just a feast of all things motoring from tomorrow onwards. Tomorrow morning, nice and early. And it means that we're going to see some of the best in action tomorrow. Now, I've seen our next guest on a good few occasions, and there is zero room for error when it comes to what he does on two wheels. Brian Kappa, good morning and welcome to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Good morning. Thank you.
You can never have a... Do you know, I realized something when I knew you were coming to the show, and I thought, like, the things I was going to ask you, you can never have an off day at the office.
No.
It doesn't exist in your world.
No, we actually did a photo shoot yesterday, which I haven't done with Red Bull's photographer, Craig Kaleski, out in on the West Coast on a private farm. And we were just sitting there, and he said, could you ride along the top of this crest? And I said to him, I said, Craig, do you know what you're asking me to do here? Anyway, long story short, went along the top, and it was literally on a knife's edge of a cliff on the right and a cliff on the left. I said to him, I said, bud, there's one chance to get the shot. And so lucky we got it, but there is zero room for error. I mean, if it does go wrong, it's the same as rallying and or any high-end sport. You know, you're on the edge all the time.
Now, when you come in and do an exhibition like in Cape Town, you're going to see tomorrow and Sunday, you make it look... So, I mean, people are like, you cannot help but watch with your jaw open, like that. But, I mean, it's a lot. You don't take a day off. I mean, every day you're on that bike working through routines. Am I right in saying that?
At this stage, when you've done it for 30 years, we're not training as much as we were. More in the gym, more physically.
Yes.
A lot of cycling, that kind of thing, just to keep our mind sharp. But the physical riding, I mean, you know, it's the age-old story. When you've spent over 10,000 hours doing anything, you'll be as good as you are this. Yeah. And so, you know, I don't spend as much time on the bike now for the shows, but I'm doing a lot of shows. So I'm still, my hand's still on the handlebars, and, you know, your eye is still in the game.
What has been the list of things that you've done, the most extreme?
I
know there's so many.
It feels like yesterday was, but that's just because it's fresh in the memories. But I mean, the most extreme would probably be, I did two pretty crazy things which I'll never ever want to do again. The one was riding over the Moses Mabhida soccer stadium in Durban. That one was months of prep, and you know, if it went wrong, there's no turning back from it. The other thing that I did was we shot a movie for a part of the Fear Factor series, where we rode over a suspension bridge at the Storms River Gorge.
Yes.
And that was also, it wasn't the brightest idea we could have come up with, but you know the age-old story, if they put money in your bank account, you're willing to do it.
No, it's crazy. I mean, we've got roll cages around us. They've got nothing. There's no safety net.
100%.
I mean, the guys on two wheels are just next level.
Having looked at that now, to next year and things that you still want to achieve, you're busy as it is. Are there things that you haven't done that you still want to do? Places that you've taken your two wheels to that you still want to do?
Yeah, I mean that's always the question that comes up. You asked it in a slightly different way now, but everybody always asks, what's next? What's next? And it gets harder the older you get. You know, your limits of what you can do and your fear situation is increased the more you have kids, the more responsibility you have. But I've been pondering the whole way down. I drove down from Joburg yesterday, and it's a long drive, man. And I had a lot of time to think. And you know, it all started in trial biking, and I'm contemplating riding the national championship next year again to kind of end off where it all started. You know, so I mean, that's not something extreme, but just to put my name at the top of the list again would be cool. But I mean, there's always new things and different things. And, you know, every time I go to a different place in the world, we're always thinking, man, maybe we could do this, you know. And with a company like Red Bull, they can make it happen.
I know. Yeah. I would love to see you on top of the stadium with that see-through panel underneath you. It can handle a bike, but to go around on the outskirts. Oof,
that's a good idea. Thank you.
At the DHL Stadium.
In actual fact, we might know people that might be able to work through that. It's actually
quite wide.
And a wide ledge.
Okay, you're not supposed to say that. It's very narrow. It's tiny. It's crazy. Yeah, don't do it.
Can you imagine that shot of
Table Mountain
in the background. Ew. Brian's on the bike on top, big Red Bull thing, and like a little
I came here for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. I think we should get Ryan involved there. He needs to be up top waving the checkered flag or something.
Checkered flag on top of the stadium. Can you imagine, mate, what a postcard for Cape Town that would be? Gee, that would be amazing. We're going to get that ball in motion. I think that'll be a nice photo opportunity to get Brian and Tom there and do that thing. And it'll be a first ever, I think, besides for Cape Town Stadium.
Besides Rassi showing his lights on the top of the roof.
Yeah, exactly. Brian, you're in action tomorrow. You're in action on Sunday. People that come along are going to be wild. I know. I've seen it.
Yeah.
All I can say is, you know, I mean, I'm not going to even ask you what to expect, because I know when it comes to pushing the limits of two wheels, you're going to see that. You're going to see what nobody else can do on a motorbike, ladies and gents. You're going to see things that are going to make you question, is that made of paper, that bike? Is it made of some extremely lightweight? Because it can't be a real motorbike that he's doing that with. The way in which you control it, it's a sight to be seen. I mean, how do you explain that to somebody that's never seen you do that?
You can't. You know, it's like trying to explain to somebody how steep something is.
Sure.
Until you've been on the embankment of a NASCAR track, you won't know how steep it is.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's if you know where the lucky button is that you press on the bike balances itself. It jumps up all the rocks on its own.
But that's what they think.
You'll never know where it is.
Yeah,
I have.
Hey,
I have.
If people gone, Brian, this is not really. It's not really. Hey, it's the bike's all controlled.
Do you want to know the three most common questions? One is, how do you wheelie? That's the first. Actually, sorry. The first one is, how many bones have you broken?
Yeah.
That's a great question to answer.
Yeah.
The second one is, how do you pop a wheelie? And the third one.
The wheelie's always cool. That's why the guys ask that.
Well, that's part of the show now.
Yeah.
And I've hit a complete blank now on what the third one is, but it'll come back to me.
The third one is, Brian, you see what I can do. There's always somebody that's
hold my beer.
Or they'll say, oh, that's easy. Yeah, I can do that.
Do you mind if I hop on your bike? Yeah. I'll show you want to do things. You're like, what?
They have no idea.
Yeah, they actually don't have any idea. And that's the problem is, the other question is, why didn't you fall off more? they want to see a crash. Seriously, whenever I finish a show, they're like, but you never fell off once.
Yeah.
They're so disappointed. I said, that's the plan. Kidding.
Yeah, but that's Brian also makes it look so easy. That's so people go,
that is the problem.
I can do that. Looks very easy.
Yeah. See, it's mesmerizing.
Yeah.
It's precision at its most precise. I know it's a cliche, but folks, you are in for a treat of note. It's so lekker to have Brian in Cape Town. You have no idea. We have to wait.
It's lekker to be here.
We have to wait for occasions to get Brian here, because, I mean, that's how busy A, Brian is, and B, this is the kind of a size and magnitude of this weekend's World Rallycross is that we've got Brian in.
And it's great for the youngsters to see this, to aspire to do things like this, you know.
Definitely.
Speaking of which, Brian, is there a generation, do you have any understudies? Do you have people that have come along to you and gone, listen, we want to do what you do. Help us, show us the ropes.
I have, but it's such a small group of individuals that are willing to pay the price to be able to get there, you know. And it's like anything, you know. I went into a little bit of four wheel racing, and you know they say with age comes a cage. And I love not that the guys that race are old, but certainly when you get older, you want that cage around you. But you know,
that's brilliant.
You know, I want to go into another sport at the level that I've been at my sport, and you can't.
Absolutely.
You know, you're dreaming. You know, these guys have been doing this since they were 5 years old, and it's the same with me.
And to add to that point, there's a generation of instant gratification that people want, like reward now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't realize the hours that you've put in to work your craft. You know what I mean? And they want it now. They show me a trick now so I can go back home and do something with a bike I have. And you're like, no.
But it's the physical training too. People think, how hard is it to ride a bike? How hard is it to race a car? But the hours you spend in the gym, training, eating well, the diet, all these things.
Yeah.
The mindset.
No thirsty Thursdays.
No thirsty Thursdays, indeed. Brian, can't wait to see you tomorrow and, of course, on Sunday. Ladies and gents, Brian Kappa is in town and he is incredible. He is a Red Bull athlete. He is at the... And listen, don't let him fool you about he's getting on in this game. He's a spring chicken. He still has plenty of mileage left on those tires. And we're going to see that in action tomorrow at Killarney International Raceway. Get your tickets from Web Tickets. Brian Kappa, you legend. Thank you very much.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connell Breakfast Show.